Today, are mortgage brokers working for you? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest posts covering finance and prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. This past week saw some important further steps in the tighter regulation of mortgage brokers. Around half of all mortgages are originated via mortgage brokers, so this is a big deal in terms of the mortgage sector, and follows on from APRA's recent revised mortgage sector guidelines. These intermediaries between home loan customers and lenders came in for considerable criticism from the Royal Banking Commission and the Productivity Commission. And two issues were surfaced. First, if a mortgage broker is being paid by a lender, and the bigger the loan, the bigger the reward, then there is a basic conflict of interest. Will households end up with loans which may not be the best option for them? And second, for whom does the mortgage broker work? For lenders, the borrower, or someone else? And how are these conflicts to be managed and made transparent? Now, let me just say, I think the mortgage brokers have a very important role to play in the effective operation of the home loan industry. But nevertheless, these issues should not just be ignored. Now, there's some history to this. In March 2017, ASIC published the findings of a review into the effective remuneration structures in the mortgage broking industry on the quality of consumer outcomes. That's Report 516, Review of Mortgage Broker Remuneration. They found that current remuneration practices create conflicts of interests that may contribute to poor consumer outcomes. As part of this review, they found that consumers who obtained their loan through a broker tends to borrow more, will have a higher loan-to-value ratio, will spend more of their wage on a mortgage, and take out more interest-only loans, and get the same rate as customers that go directly to a lender. And now ASIC has released a further report looking for a mortgage, consumer experiences and expectations in getting a home loan as part of their ongoing research. ASIC followed over 300 consumers in the process of taking out a home loan and surveyed another 2,000 consumers. And they highlighted that some consumers are taking out home loans when cheaper alternatives may well exist. Brokers actually do not come out of that very well. Their research examines consumer decision-making in relation to home loans to identify what factors influence their journey. And they found that first, consumers who visit a mortgage broker expect the broker to find them, quote, the best home loan. But second, mortgage brokers were inconsistent in the ways they presented home loan options to consumers, sometimes offering little, if any, explanation of the options considered or reasons for the recommendation. And third, first home buyers in particular were more likely to take out their loan with a mortgage broker. The report shows that consumers taking out a loan directly through a lender were more likely to be a refinancer or to have had a previous experience taking out home loans. And consumers who went directly to a lender valued convenience, with 69% taking out their loan with a lender that they had an existing relationship with. Now, ASIC said that taking out a home loan is a complex process, and consumers say it can be somewhat overwhelming, although most consumers set out to find the best loan they could. One in five consumers believed that they could have got a better interest rate on their home loan, or were not sure whether they had even got a good rate. So ASIC said that a home loan is one of the most important financial commitments a consumer will make, and lenders, brokers and aggregators must step up to make it easier for consumers to make meaningful comparisons between loan options and for brokers to communicate how a home loan option has been selected for them. They said, our research also suggests that some consumers are taking out home loans when cheaper alternatives may well exist. and we are working with other regulators to develop a new home loan interest rate tool to improve price transparency for consumers to compare options. We expect this tool will be made available on ASIC's MoneySmart website next year. And also this past week, the Mortgage Broker Best Interest Draft Bill was released by Treasury. This is an exposure draft of the proposed Mortgage Broker Best Interest Duty and Remuneration Reforms. The National Consumer Credit Protection Amendment Mortgage Brokers Bill 2019 contains a new best interest duty obligation on mortgage brokers, as recommended by Commissioner Kenneth Hayne in the final report of the Banking Royal Commission. The bill states that brokers must act in the best interest of consumers when giving credit assistance in relation to credit contracts, meaning where there is a conflict of interest, mortgage brokers must give priority to consumers in providing credit assistance in relation to credit contracts. Mortgage brokers and mortgage intermediaries must not accept conflicted remuneration, any benefit, whether monetary or non-monetary, that could be reasonably expected to influence the credit assistance provided or could be reasonably expected to influence how or whether a licensee or representative acts as an intermediary. And employers, credit providers, and mortgage intermediaries must not give conflicted remuneration to mortgage brokers or mortgage intermediaries. The draft bill, which is open for consultation until the 4th of October, notes that the duty to act in the best interest of the consumer in relation to credit assistance is a, quote, principle-based standard of conduct and, quote, does not prescribe conduct that will be taken to satisfy the duty in specific circumstances. It is the responsibility of mortgage brokers to ensure that their conduct meets the standard of acting in the best interest of consumers in the relevant circumstances. According to the bill, the content of the duty ultimately depends on the circumstances in which credit assistance is provided. And examples of such content cited in the draft bill include prior to the recommendation of a credit product, it could be expected that the mortgage broker consider a range of such products, including the features of those products, and inform the consumer of that range and the options it may contain. Any recommendations made could be expected to be based on consumer benefits, rather than benefits that may be realized by the broker, such as commissions. In cases where critical information is not obtained when inquiring about a consumer's circumstances, the broker could be expected to refrain from making a recommendation about a loan where there is a consequent risk that the loan will not be in the consumer's best interests, and a broker would not suggest a white label home loan that has the same features as a branded product from the same lender but with a higher interest rate, because it would not be in the best interest of the consumer to pay more for an otherwise similar product. And during an annual review, a broker would not suggest that the consumer remain in a credit contract without considering whether this would be in the best interest of the consumers. And in addition to the new best interest obligation, the draft bill requires a mortgage broker to resolve conflicts of interest in the consumer's favour. The bill states that if the mortgage broker knows or reasonably ought to know that there is a conflict between the interests of the consumer and the interests of the broker or a related party, the mortgage broker must give priority to the consumer's interests. And as an extension to the best interest duty, the bill builds on remuneration reforms proposed by the Combined Industry Forum, which includes requiring the value of upfront commissions to be linked to the amount drawn down by the borrower instead of the loan amount, banning campaign and volume-based commissions and payments, and capping soft dollar benefits. The proposed regulations also limit the period over which commissions can be clawed back from aggregators and mortgage brokers to 2 years and prohibits the cost of clawbacks being passed on to consumers. The new provisions are scheduled for implementation by 1 July 2020. So a couple of closing remarks. Our research suggests that the very best mortgage rates at the moment are coming direct from the bank, not via a mortgage broker. So if you use a broker, be sure to check it really is a good rate. And the comparison benchmarks, by the way, are not easy to navigate. That is something else ASIC needs to look at. But if you do go with a broker or brokers, I suggest talking to more than one, these proposed reforms are important to ensure that borrowers get the right advice and the right loans. Just be aware, the Royal Commission's recommendations to remove commissions because of the inherent conflict of interest has been shelved. That said, if I were using a mortgage broker, I would ask three important questions. First, how many lenders did the mortgage broker have access to, their list of lenders in their panel of lenders, and how many loans did they consider before making their recommendation? Remember that a broker acting for one of the major lenders directly is effectively tied to that lender, even if they did not offer the best products. Second, assuming they recommend a particular loan offer, ask what the basis of the recommendation was. Is it the cheapest, the most flexible, or something else? It is useful to ask to see the top four or five. Many have tools to show this on screen in real time. And if they all come from the same lender, be suspicious. Third, ask the broker specifically about the remuneration they may receive and whether this influenced their recommendation. This includes both the initial upfront and subsequent trail commissions. And by the way, some mortgage brokers will pass back some of that commission to the borrower, but only if you ask. The bottom line is many mortgage brokers do the right thing for their customers, but households should engage with a broker with their eyes open. And just because a mortgage broker says it's the best loan, it is not necessarily always the truth. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.